Further conversation with you on this. Roger McNamee, longtime Silicon Valley investor, author of Zucked, Waking Up to the Facebook Catastrophe. That does it for the show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens.
If you are interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing.
Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event.
Love, Quilt. I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
Teen Guy, and this is a cautionary message. Avid Golden Words readers may recall the stunning op-ed article written by visionary journalist Jon Bon Jovi, Walking Etiquette Should Not Be As Hard As You Make It Seem. Jovi's piece, dare I say, magnum opus, reached into my chest and caressed my soul like one might a grizzled chihuahua during a thunderstorm. Never have I felt so seen and heard in my life until Jovi raised the issue of dumb with a superiority complex and rejection issues taking up the full width of the sidewalk and then some because they refuse to take one for the team and third wheel the walk. This is all to say that Jon Bon Jovi's inspiring activism has encouraged me to speak out on another campus issue that requires desperate attention. Jovi, if you're reading this, please know I have taped your article to my wall and created a shrine at Wish I Worship. Biggest smooch for you, Pookie. Friends, I'm sure you are all aware of what a stop sign looks like because supposedly you've taken driver's ed, and if you haven't, please grow the f*** up and get your license. But let us agree that the stop sign is meant for visual engagement, not tactile. So can someone please tell me why, every single night as I lay in my overheated, overpriced, overdue for renovation student accommodation, I am straight up assaulted by the sound of some palm slapping the stop sign in front of my window? Do you think it's funny? Do you like driving nails into the skulls of the unassuming? Do you think you're cute? Do you stumble home from tumble in your cowboy hat and flannel and think, you know what would really impress the Queens public? If I show this stupid, inanimate object exactly how bad I can dominate it. Does everyone around you go, OMG, nice one, Kyle, you really showed that sign who's boss. You belong in the condom you somehow wiggled your way out of 18 to 21 years ago. Your mother is disappointed in you, and so am I. To all of you folks out there who walk past a stop sign and find it in you to have some self-restraint, I cannot fathom why I am thanking you for the bare minimum, and yet, here we are. And to all of you guzzling, swallowing, mouth-breathing dopes, the next time I hear the bang of a freshly spanked stop sign, I will jump out my window, rip the stop sign from the cement with my rage-fueled Hulk strength, and swing that into your ribs so hard you fly all the way to the E. coli clutches of Lake Ontario. Stop testing me. What's been happening?
Near enough, I got a
You're listening to Close Reads on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Madeline. On Close Reads, we share and analyze creative writing by students here at Queens. Tune in for Close Reads from close by.
Today, we'll be talking about A Cautionary Message by Jean Guy, which you just heard, followed by Snap Out of It by the Arctic Monkeys. A Cautionary Message was published in Golden Words, Volume 59, Issue 4.
Jean Guy is a student at Queens with strong opinions about campus etiquette, and that is all you need to know.
So this is a comedy piece, of course, but I think that the reference to Jon Bon Jovi's piece really situates a cautionary tale within a Golden Words literary canon, so to speak, giving a lot of credibility to Jean Guy, despite this being readers' first exposure to this poet's work in the paper. We also have, I'm pulling out some of my AP rhetoric and style terms back from, so shout out to Ms. Kim back at Markville Secondary School, but there is a really interesting use of epiplexis here, which, if you don't know, is a series of questions intended to reproach or rebuke. And where we see this happen is towards the end of the, I think the second paragraph, yeah, where do you think it's funny? Do you like driving nails into the skulls of the unassuming? Do you think you're cute? Do you stumble home from tumble in your cowboy hat and flannel and think, you know, it would really impress the Queen's public? And so on. Ending with your mother is disappointed in you and so am I. And I think that this epiplexis really emphasizes the insults at the end of the paragraph. It develops this really scornful tone and I think really makes you feel a lot of shame reading it even if you have never hit a stop sign before. So I can't imagine what it feels like if you have. Because of course I would never go against Jean Guy and do something like this.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. So I think that this really makes those final sentences sting. And despite being something that is really silly and it is really funny and an excellent lesson in comedy, it also uses a lot of these really interesting like rhetorical techniques of like calling on this other authority of Jon Bon Jovi and using this epiplexis to make it also a really cleanly executed rhetorical piece as well. So well done to Jean Guy for that.
Yeah, well done to Jean Guy. I want to argue as well that Jean Guy really positions himself as a folk hero, maybe even a superhero, by the context that they kind of produce with regards to the piece and its position within the larger Queens community. So I'll read the quote. Friends, I'm sure you're all aware of what a stop sign looks like because supposedly you've taken driver's ed, and if you haven't, please grow the F up and get your license. This quote positions the event within a common social context in which it is assumed that there are certain social codes, which it is expected that the community knows and adheres to. The reference to driver's ed suggests that there are certain rites of social education, which are required to be fully inducted into the society. And if one hasn't, they're positioned in a liminal state before true adulthood and true membership into the social context. And they need to, quote, grow the F up, unquote, to achieve an elevation of their social status and fully enter this community. Going a little bit further into the piece, the next time I hear the boyang of a freshly spanked stop sign, I will jump out my window, rip the stop sign away from the cement with my rage-fueled Hulk strength and swing that S into your ribs so hard you fly all the way into the E. coli clutches of Lake Ontario. Stop effing testing me. The cautionary message in question here is a promise to enact retributive vigilante justice against wrongdoers who continue to violate these social codes. Jean Guy is a sort of folk hero who's enacting the justice of the people against those who violate this social contract and therefore position themselves outside of the protection of civil society. The allusion to the rage-fueled Hulk strength emphasizes the fact that this extremity of emotion induces the act of justice, but it also suggests that it elevates Jean Guy himself beyond being a mere community member to become superhuman. Marvel Comics Hulk was created by writer Stan Lee and artist Jack Kirby, and Lee has referenced Mary Shelley's Frankenstein as an inspiration for the character. Quote, I thought the Hulk might be a good-looking Frankenstein. I felt there's a Frankenstein in all of us. I've seen it demonstrated, unquote. Presumably, Lee here was referring to Frankenstein's monster and not the scientist himself, in which case this is an interesting origin because Frankenstein's monster, like the Hulk, is a social outcast. Rejected by society despite repeated attempts to connect with his community, Frankenstein's monster resorts to violence against humanity only because humanity is first so hostile to him. In contrast, the Hulk is a non-human figure who causes violence when his Hulk rages cause him to lose control. But he's also a superhero who protects his community even though the relationship between the two is so fraught. The rage-fueled Hulk strength, to quote Guy again, is a force of both order and chaos. It is a power with which the Hulk uses to cause destruction in his community, but it is also the power that allows him to save it from larger danger. We can therefore see Jean Guy as the final evolution of this chain of literary allusions. Their personal history is largely absent from this brief text, so they emerge as an anonymous folk hero whose pursuit of justice elevates them beyond an individual community member to assert order on a society that has collapsed into stop sign chaos. Though their threat of violence is extreme, It is entirely reasonable when correctly positioned in the genre in which they write, a genre of superheroes, folk heroes, and sort of vigilante justice. The superhero genre is only emphasized by the allusion in our hero's pen name. Jean Guy alludes to Jean Grey, a superhero member of Marvel's X-Men, and the physical manifestation of a cosmic force of destruction called the Phoenix Force. So in conclusion, I would like to advise Jean Guy's enemies to fear them and their power. Next, we'll be playing Lent by Autoheart, followed by an interview with Jean Guy himself.
Should I stay, should I go, should I run far away to the pine where I can't even see the universe? I know I'm killing time, and baby, that's not fine. I'll pack it in, never smoke anything, never eat anything that will compromise my health. And baby, that means you too, that means you. It's impossible to pinpoint, you were like a fat joint. I cannot remember you back in November. Never gonna allocate all of this dark hate stuck in the middle, middle of it. Give it up, give it up, give it up, fall out. Take a break, pack it in, take it out to the bin. Isn't it kind of it? Take it a little bit, wasn't it not worth it? They're visibly disturbed, they don't wanna hang around in the company of you and I don't blame them one iota, no I don't. It's impossible to pinpoint, you were like a fat joint. I cannot remember you back in December. Never gonna dissipate all of this black hate stuck in the middle of it all. Give it up, give it up, give it up, fall out. Take a break, pack it in, take it out to the bin. Isn't it kind of it? Take it a little bit, wasn't it not worth it?
Okay, I am now here with Jean Guy themselves. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? We're so excited to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So as I said in my analysis, if we want to jump right into the interview, I think that the intertextuality that your reference to Jon Bon Jovi's work brings to the piece really elevates it, especially for readers who might not recognize you as a newer writer to Golden Words. Can you talk a bit about the inspiration you drew from your predecessor?
Yeah, so 2 years ago, I was flipping through Golden Words, and I came across this article that has haunted me since then. And I didn't lie in my essay. I have that cut out and pinned to my wall. I read it every day. I read it every night before I go to bed.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, and it spoke to me. I've never heard someone so distinctly distill my thoughts on stupid people walking on the sidewalk. So it felt good to be seen and heard. And then I was returning to Jovi's work when I was consistently harassed by these stop sign, what would you call them?
I don't know, but I'm so sorry that happened.
Yeah, it really,
I don't know what to call it. It's too upsetting.
Yeah, it's taken a lot of healing, this journey has, really, to power through, get through the rest of the semester, because if you recall, this happened, this article was published quite early on. But I will say, thanks to my activism, and with the help of Jovi's uplifting words, I have noticed a significant decrease in stop sign assaults.
I mean, that was actually my second question, was the frequency and severity. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I'm happy to say this. However, I will note that although I use a pseudonym, some people do know my true identity. And those people have been sending me photographs of them with their hands on stop signs. And I take that as a threat.
That's hurtful.
That's hurtful. It's bullying. I'm simply at a loss for words, but they've never carried through on the threats since I've, you know, spoken up about this.
Shared your truth.
Shared my truth. Exactly.
Well, that's at least heartening to hear.
You like to think that people are, you know, when you're standing up for something you believe in, they're listening and they're adjusting their actions accordingly. And not to say everyone, there will be Tuesdays where I still wake up in a cold sweat to the sound of that stupid stop sign, but what can you do?
Such is life.
Such is life.
With that said, now that this has been addressed at least a little bit, do you have plans to continue writing in golden words about other issues? Do you care to share any sneak peeks, or are there any other public misdemeanors that have your attention at the moment?
Well, I've certainly been concerned with the state of the hallways in between lectures. You know that transition period? You've got those 10 minutes to get in and out of the buildings you need to be in.
Naturally.
So could someone maybe offer some guidance to the bigger classes of, say, about like 50, 75? Why are you guys just standing in the hallway when I'm trying to leave the room? What are you doing? What are you doing there? What are you doing as I'm trying to leave and you're trying to push past me to enter? Because it's not your turn anymore. It's not your turn yet.
I feel that like elevator etiquette should apply.
Oh, yeah. You'd think.
You let people
and
go
even
first.
Then, have you been to the library recently? Mm. Have you been to those elevators? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. They just go right in. I mean, it is a struggle trying to find a seat these days. If you've got a lot of exams, you got to get up pretty early, and I don't. So I have yet to find a seat in any library to study, but
what can you do?
I've also noticed this is really alarming to me, and I don't mean to startle you, but people have been taking Zoom calls out loud on first floor stoffer.
No
headphones. Outside volume.
Upsetting.
And like, I like to think, you know, Queens is producing the leaders of our world, of our country. You'd like to hope that these people would, you know, be thinking about these things, but there's just such a lack of etiquette these days. And honestly, I've got my hands full trying to fix that. So
I was in an airport recently. And with another etiquette note, I had a mask on in the airport just for people, anyone listening who wants tips for airline safety. But there was a woman in the airport who was on a Google Meet without headphones and had her phone on speaker to have someone on the Google Meet, like on the Google Meet, talk to the person on the phone. And she was talking about, like, the person on the phone was talking about her sister's health in like extreme detail. And I was like, does your sister know that this is being broadcast to all of Toronto Pearson?
Privacy doesn't exist anymore.
And everyone was glaring at her. It was like the evening. We were waiting for our plane and it was so loud. Like, it was not even, like, I was at another table. I was not even close to her. And I had noise-canceling headphones on and couldn't focus. So yeah. I think that the Zoom calls need to be stopped.
Certainly. And so this tells me as well that it's not just a Queens problem. This is wide-reaching.
It's international.
It's an international epidemic of a lack of manners and just genuine human decency. And I worry that the children.
Somebody think about the children.
For the love of God, somebody think about these children.
So I understand that you have some literature for us.
Yes, I do. Before coming to this interview today, I was thinking about it and what I wanted to say. And I was reading for pleasure for the first time in several months, which was very exciting. And I came across a passage that really summed up some of my thoughts that were maybe a little crudely communicated in my piece, but I thought were distilled quite nicely here. So I'd like to read a passage from Frederick Bachman's Us Against You, translated by Neil Smith. The worst thing we know about other people is that we're dependent upon them, that their actions affect our lives. Not just the people we choose, the people we like, but all the rest of them, the idiots. You who stand in front of us in every line, who can't drive properly, who like bad television shows and talk too loud in restaurants, and whose kids infect our kids with the winter vomiting bug at preschool. You who park badly and steal our jobs and vote for the wrong party. You also influence our lives every second. Dear God, how we hate you for that.
I think that's a beautiful note to end on.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, helping spread the word about this issue.
You're welcome.
And, you know, making your own stand, making your own activism known as well. I appreciate that.
We appreciate the change you're making.
Yeah, thank you.
Community.
Thank you.
And on that note, as this is our last episode of 2024, everyone's thinking about their New Year's resolutions, and we'd like you to think about this to contextualize while you're thinking about those resolutions, because I think we can all work to make the Queen's Campus a better and more considerate place. You can read A Cautionary Tale by Jean Guy on the Golden Woods website in Volume 59, Issue 4. This has been Close Reads with Corey and Madeline on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you as well to Zapsplat.com for all of the sound effects we use to censor the less radio-friendly content in today's piece. To take us out, we'll have Blame Brett by The Beaches.
Don't be in the sun, girl.
I feel so incredibly fortunate to be able to bring all of these amazing artistic minds to you on Close Reads. And if you enjoy our show, we'd like to ask that you donate to the CFRC's annual funding drive. We have run numerous community arts programs, including shortwave radio theater camp for kids in the summer, our seasonal beginner-level DJ workshops, and our new Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program featuring live performances by local emerging artists throughout the next year. Your support helps us continue to provide opportunities to local young and emerging artists to grow and connect with new audiences. Please donate today via cfrc.ca. Donations help run accessible opportunities for community members to participate in artistic programming at the station and also enjoy entertaining activities with their friends and family as they tune in and listen to amazing community member-created theater and music on our station. Visit cfrc.ca today and give to Queens now to get a tax receipt for your donation to CFRC through Queens University. Or donate securely through our website and get amazing free CFRC gifts and chances to win raffle prizes from local businesses. For every $5 donated, you get one raffle ticket and lots of CFRC swag. And now, here's Back Against the Wall by Cage the Elephant.
try to find my face again. Buried beneath this house, my spirit screams and dies again. Out back a monster wears a cloak of Persian leather. Behind the TV screen, I fall to my knees. I said, you got me where you want me. Silence makes me wanna sink my teeth in deep. Burn all the evidence of fabricated disbelief. Pull back the curtains, took a look into your eyes. My tongue has now become a platform for your lies. I said you got me where you want me again, and I can't turn away. I'm hanging by. Flushed by all the fallen leaves, a hand holds up the sky while shamefully I make my plea. The altar's calling, but my legs won't seem to stand. Guess I'm a coward, scared to face the man I am. I said, you got me where you want me.
Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's.
If you're interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing.
Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event.
Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Melodies of Myth, where we explore short historical tales blended with Indian classical and Western music. I'm your host, Simar Kaur, and it's an honor to accompany you on this journey of discovering the rich interweaving of music and history. Together, we will explore the stories, traditions, and timeless melodies that have shaped our understanding of this art form. For today's episode, I have a wonderful playlist for you, and I really hope you enjoy.
सपने तू सोते जागते जो हर से सपने बूंद बूंद नैनों को मूंद मूंद
नैनों को बूंद बूंद
जो हर से सपने बूंद बूंद नैनों को मूंद मूंद कैसे मैं चलूं देख ना सकूं अनजाने रास्ते
जैसा है कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा जैसा है कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा धीमे बोले कोई एक तारा धीमे बोले कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा
अपने बूंद बूंद नैनों को मूंद मूंद
नैनों को मूंद मूंद
जो हर से सपने बूंद बूंद नैनों को मूंद मूंद कैसे मैं चलूं देख ना सकूं अनजाने रास्ते
जैसा है कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा जैसा है कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा धीमे बोले कोई एक तारा धीमे बोले कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा तू जैसा है कोई एक तारा
हूँ तुम पे ही आके रुकता हूँ क्या ये सबको होता है
हमको क्या लेना है सबसे तुमसे ही सब बातें अब से बन गए हो तुम मेरी दुआ
सजदे में यूं ही झुकता हूँ तुम पे ही आके रुकता हूँ क्या ये सबको होता है
हमको क्या लेना है सबसे तुमसे ही सब बातें अब से बन गए हो तुम मेरी दुआ
खुदा जाने के मैं फिदा हूँ खुदा जाने मैं मिट गया खुदा बन गए हो तुम मेरे खुदा
सजदे
बातें सीखी तुमसे ही ये राहें सीखी तुम पे मर के मैं तो जी गया खुदा जाने के मैं फिदा हूँ खुदा जाने मैं मिट गया खुदा बन गए हो तुम मेरे खुदा के आज तो छुपा लो तुम पनाह में के डर है तुमको खो दूंगा दिल कहे संभल जरा खुशी को ना नजर लगा के डर है मैं तो रो दूंगा
करती हूँ सो वादे तुमसे बांधे दिल के धागे तुमसे जाने क्या हुआ
खुदा जाने के मैं फिदा हूँ खुदा जाने मैं मिट गया खुदा जाने ये क्यों हुआ है कि बन गए हो तुम मेरे खुदा सजदे में यूं ही झुकता हूँ तुम पे ही आके रुकता हूँ क्या ये सबको होता है
हमको क्या लेना है सबसे तुमसे ही सब बातें अब से बन गए हो तुम मेरी दुआ
खुदा जाने के मैं फिदा हूँ खुदा खुदा जाने ये क्यों हुआ है कि बन गए हो तुम मेरे खुदा
दहलीज पे मेरे दिल की जो रखे है तूने कदम तेरे नाम पे मेरी जिंदगी लिख दी मेरे हमदम हंसी का मैंने जीना जीना कैसे जीना हंसी का मैंने जीना मेरे हमदम ना सीखा कभी जीना जीना कैसे जीना ना सीखा जीना तेरे बिना हमदम मेरे दिल की जो रखे तूने कदम तेरे नाम पे मेरी जिंदगी लिख दी मेरे हमदम हंसी का मैंने जीना जीना कैसे जीना हंसी का मैंने जीना मेरे हमदम ना सीखा कभी जीना जीना कैसे जीना ना सीखा जीना तेरे बिना हमदम
हैं ये तारीफें दिल से जो मैंने करी हैं। सच्ची सी हैं ये तारीफें दिल से जो मैंने करी हैं। जो तू मिला तो सजी है दुनिया मेरी हमदम। ओ आसमां मिला जमीन को मेरी आधे आधे पूरे हैं। तेरे नाम पे मेरी जिंदगी लिख दी मेरे हमदम। हंसी का मैंने जीना जीना कैसे जीना ना सीखा मैंने जीना मेरे हमदम। ना सीखा कभी जीना जीना कैसे जीना ना सीखा जीना तेरे बिना हमदम।
Hi guys, and before we head back to our music, here is a short PSA from the TEDx Queens U Club. They say, get ready for 2025. Join hundreds of curious minds at Queens University for a day filled with inspiring talks, thought-provoking ideas, and transformative conversations. TEDx Queens U is one of Canada's largest student-led TEDx events, where speakers from diverse backgrounds take the stage to share ideas that challenge and inspire. Stay tuned for more details on tickets and programming by visiting TEDx Queens U on Instagram. TEDx Queens U 2025 is also calling for sponsors. If you have an idea worth sharing, this is your chance to take the stage in front of hundreds of curious minds at one of Canada's largest student-led TEDx events. Together, we can amplify innovative ideas and create an unforgettable experience. Interested in sponsoring? Email us at sponsors@tedxqueensu.ca for more details. Today's short story celebrates the transformative journey of Arunima Sinha, from tragedy to triumph. Her story is one of grit, determination, and unyielding courage. Once a national-level volleyball player, Arunima Sinha's life took a dramatic turn in 2011 when she was pushed from a moving train during a robbery attempt. The accident resulted in the amputation of her left leg, an event that could have shattered anyone's spirit. But for her, it became the spark for an extraordinary comeback. Determined not to let her disability define her, Arunima set her sights on an audacious goal, climbing Mount Everest. With no prior experience in mountaineering, she embarked on a journey of rigorous training under the guidance of experts. Battling physical pain, societal skepticism, and financial constraints, she remained steadfast in her mission. In May 2013, Arunima became the world's first female amputee to scale Mount Everest, a feat that inspired millions. Her journey didn't just stop there. She went on to conquer the highest peaks on all seven continents, proving that no obstacle is insurmountable with the right mindset. Arunima now dedicates her life to motivating others, sharing her story and empowering people with disabilities. Her triumph serves as a powerful reminder that resilience and ambition can turn any tragedy into a tale of inspiration. And before I sign off today, here is a PSA from Kingston Currents.
Mm-hmm. Want to keep up with all things Limestone local news? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 5 p.m. every Tuesday for Kingston Currents. Stay well informed about the issues and developments that matter most to Kingstonians. Join me, your host and CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, as we deep dive into the latest Kingston news, featuring interviews every week with the movers and shakers who shape our city. Learn more about the people, places, and events that make Kingston truly unique. If you want to listen to Kingston Currents on the go or revisit episodes, you can also head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Kingston Currents is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, and Queen's University. If you have a local news story you want to share, you can contact news@cfrc.ca. Keep up with all things current in Kingston on Kingston Currents on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean. Come and feel me, oh feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean. Come and heal me, oh heal me. Thinking about the love we're making and a life we're sharing. Come and feel me, oh feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean. Come and feel me. Come on, heal me.
Tu jo bhi mera mera, tera jo ikrar hua, to kyun na main bhi keh dun, hua mujhe bhi pyar hua.
Tera hone laga hoon, hone laga hoon, jab se mila.
चाहत के हाँ सपने सजोता था पहले भी धड़कन ये धुन कोई गाती थी पर अब जो होता है वो पहले न होता था
हुआ है तुझे जो भी मुझे भी इस बार हुआ तो क्यों ना मैं भी कह दूँ मुझे भी प्यार हुआ
तेरा होने लगा हूँ होने लगा हूँ जब से मिला हूँ तेरा होने लगा हूँ होने लगा हूँ जब से
आँखों से चूलू के बाहें तरसती है दिल ने पुकारा है हाँ अब तो चले आओ आओ के शबनम की बूंदे बरसती है मौसम इशारा है हाँ अब तो चले आओ
बाहों में डाले
से मिला हूँ
ocean, come and feel me. Oh, feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean, come and heal me. Oh, heal me. Thinking about the love we're making and a life we're sharing, come and feel me. Oh, feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean, come and feel me. Come on, heal me.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today at Melodies of Myth. And I will see you next Friday at 1:30 p.m. on the dot.
Hey, everyone. This is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via cfrc.ca.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good afternoon.